Last Friday night, I was at a Shalom Zachar. Charlie Arari had a baby boy, and not this past Friday, the week before. And as I was walking out of the Shalom Zachar, Joel Steinmetz came over to me and he said, I have to ask you. He said, my nephew, Rabbi Kamenetsky's son-in-law, Jonas Steinmetz, told me that Rav Shechter quotes in the name of Soloveitchik that a person should always follow his family's minhagim, with two exceptions. There are two cases where a person should change his family's minhag to do the right thing and not the wrong minhag. Case number one is sitting in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, that it's beferish in the Gemara, Yisuv Yassin, Bruchilim, Varchin, and one is supposed to sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So even if a person comes from the Hasidisha family, they should change the minhag. And case number two is the knot on the back of the Tefillin Shal Rosh, that even if a person has a square knot on the back of the Tefillin Shal Rosh, they should change it to be a Dalid knot. So he said, I don't understand. Why would I understand the sitting in the Sukkah? That's a Beferish Gemara. It's a Sugyas Hashas, Halacha Psukin Shulchan Aruch. I get that. But why the knot on the Tefillin Shal Rosh? Meich taste that that's such a big deal that the knot should dafka be a Dalid and not be the square shaped knot that we have. And in fact, this isn't just something that Jonas Stein has heard from Rav Shachter. It's printed in Nefesh HaRav, page Kofay, he writes, "Va'af de beruba deruba shel chilufei hanagos hayaragel Rabbeinu lomer l'talmidav sheyelchu tamid achar minhagav aseihem." Even though with the large majority of minhagim, Rav Soloveitchik always say to follow the minhag of your family, mikol makom binyan zeh hayamakmid ba'od. He was very makmid about this. Uma'or l'kol sheyeshnu l'sakin esturis hadalus ki kayem esvara chazaka sheulay lo yetsu klal b'kesher meruba. Because there's a strong svara that one is not even yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin when you have the square knot. So I want to discuss this a little bit. Where does this come from? Is this really a widely accepted opinion? So first of all, why do we have a dalet there at all? The Gemara in Shabbos Taf Samach Beis Amar Aleph tells us, Amar Abaye, shin shel tefillin halacha l'moshe misinai. The shin that's built into the batim, that's made from the squeezing and the folding of the leather of the batim, is a halacha l'moshe misinai. V'amar Abaye, dalet shel tefillin halacha l'moshe misinai. The dalet of tefillin is halacha l'moshe misinai. V'amar Abaye, yud shel tefillin halacha l'moshe misinai. And Abaye also says the yud of tefillin is halacha l'moshe misinai. Rashi over there explains that how do the shin is made by folding the and squeezing the shel rosh. The dalet, he said, va'yud asuyin bekesher, is made in the kesher shekosher aretzua shebarosh achas l'tzafon va'achas l'mizrach k'min dalet, that you tie the knot of the kesher shel rosh, one going in a vertical way and one going in a horizontally, and that together creates a dalet uretzua ketana ma'ot liya bavein bel k'fiv k'min yurin. By the shel yad, there's a little strap that sticks out of the kesher that makes a yud v'kofa ba'oda arlach v'kfufa li'olam, and you bend it over while the leather is still moist, and then it will stay that way forever. So Tosfos over there happens to not have the girsa of the dalet and the yud being halacha l'moshe misinai. Tosfos and Shabbos only has the girsa of the shin, but we assume like Rashi that all three of them, like our girsa in the Gemara, that all three of them are halacha l'moshe misinai. This comes up twice in Shulchan Aruch. In Simon Chav Zayin Se'if Yud, the Shulchan Aruch writes, "V'tzarech she'ha makom shabekesher shenira ke'ein dalis l'tzad chutz," that the dalet has to be visible from the outside, meaning the dalet should be facing out, not facing in toward the person's head. And second, in Simon Lamed Beis Se'if Nun Beis, the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Yachnis haritzua tocha ma'abarta," you put the ritzua through the bias of the area and the bias that it goes through. The yasa kesher kemindalis bishal rosh or kemin yud bishal yad, and you make a kesher that looks like a dalet on the shal rosh and like a yud bishal yad. La hashlim osio shakai imashin shabal rosh shabishal rosh, and that way you'll have shin and dalet and yud, and that creates the shem shakai, the shem of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that all together with the shin on the shal rosh. Now, how does one make this dalet? So essentially, there are three minhagim, not two, three. One minhag is to make it like a closed mem, which is like a mem sofis, which is very easy not to make. It's mentioned by the Magen Avraham in Simon Lamed Beis Sivkat and Samech Tes and Simon Chav Zayin Sivkat and Tazayin, but the Magen Avraham rejects that minhag. The simple reading of the Beis Yosef would seem to suggest to make such a knot, a square knot, what we would call a square knot. The Mishnah Berurah in Simon Chav Zayin Sivkat and Lamed Zayin explains, wait a second, where's the dalet then if you're making a square knot? It doesn't look like a dalet at all. Mishnah Berurah says the dalet is made with the ritzuos, because the ritzuos that come out of the knot one ritzua comes out at the bottom and the other ritzua comes out on the side. So we're having ritzua go in one direction, the other direction, the ritzuas themselves make a dalid, even though the square is not a dalid. The fact that the back of the knot, you can see a dalid shaped into the back of the knot, should not help, because it has to be klapei chutz, like the Gemara Menachos says, Daf Lamrei. It's got to be, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens that it has to be seen from the outside. The tzad chutz, the Shulchan Aruch said in Simin Chav Zayin. Now, the Eishal Avram Mibachach, Rabbi Avram Davim Mibachach, says the person has to be careful not to make the right strap more than double the length of the left strap, because if the straps are what's making the dalid, and the one that runs down is more than double the length, it's no longer a dalid, now it's a chaf sofis, because the chaf has a much longer leg. So that's what the Eishal Avram Mibachach says, but others point out that l'chora, that's not really necessary, because the dalid is not made by the entire strap, it's by the part of the strap that's right there on your neck that you could see on the neck. So Pashtus is, one does not have to be so careful about that. That is all one minhag. The second minhag is to also make a closed mem, but with a hole in the middle of the mem. And that's the Masar of the Arizal, and it's meant to look like two dalids that are a mirror image of each other. And a dalid up here, a dalid there, and there's a hole in between. So they're a mirror image of each other. The Sefer Os Chaim V'Shalom says that that's the most difficult knot to make, because it comes apart very easily. You have a hole in the middle of it, so obviously it loosens very easily, and it's not a great idea. Probably everyone would agree, if that's not your minhag, you should not choose that one, because that's that a lot of people have a problem with. The third minhag is literally shape the knot like a dalid, like most of us have. Most of us, just based on the informal poll I just took, those of us who remember. So shape the knot like a dalid. That comes from a Trumas Hadeshen in Simon Kufayin Tess, and that's the simple understanding of Rashi in Chulin Daf Tess. That's the psak of the Magen Avraham, what he recommends. Trumas Hadeshen proves that the dalid can't just be from the ritzuos, because Gemara Menachos Amud Hey talks about gardume ritzuos. What if the ritzuos cut all the way down to the end? So maybe it's kasher, the Gemara says. So wait a second, if it's cut all the way down to the knot, where's your dalid? You don't have a dalid left. Oh, no, you do. The knot itself is the dalid. It's not the ritzuos sticking out of the knot. Rav Salvechik said, it's printed in Shiurei Agrid on Tefillin, Stam, and Tzitzis, Simen Dalid, Ha'ara, number one, on the bottom of the page, footnote one, that Rashi would say that the square knot is puzzle, and therefore one should try to be makbet to have the dalid knot. In the Sefer Inside Stam, Rabbi Reuven Mendelwitz, who came here last year, I'm sure you remember, a wonderful sofer from Eretz Yisrael, he points out that one might interpret Rashi to be saying that the dalid is in the ritzuos, meaning that it's not so clear from Rashi that he's necessarily saying that the knot is the dalid. He might actually be saying like the first shita, so it's not abundantly clear. The Rambam in Parak Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel writes that for kosher kesher meruba, you make a square knot kimin dalid, like a dalid. So what does that mean? A square knot like a dalid. So a square knot knot. That's shaped like a dalid. So in Sefer Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter writes that again, that Rav Salvechik was mocked that it'd be like a dalid. And he says, Umashkos Rambam Paragimel Mitvilin Lach Yudgimel Shia Kesher Meruba Pirshu Rabbeinu. Rav Salvechik explained the Ratz Lomar Shia Orech Shnei Kavei Adalid Shavim Zekozet, that the two ends of the dalid should be of equal size. That's what it means, meruba, that it should be symmetrical. That you shouldn't have the knot where it extends down more than it extends across, or across more than it extends down. But ach lo sheyehe betzuras ribua. But clearly, it doesn't mean to say that it should be an actual square. And that's, after all, what the Mishnah Berurah says as well, that it's not supposed to be in Simul Chav Zayin, Simulam Beis, rather Sifkat and Reish Lam and Gimel, that it's not supposed to be an actual square. So let's say a person doesn't have a minhag and they want to know, what should I do for my tefillin? A person is a bal tshuva, his grandfather has no idea what the old minhag in his family was. So what should he do? So Mishnah Berurah and Simulam Beis, Sifkat and Reish Lam and Gimel writes that if you look in the Sefer Tiferes Aryeh, quotes from a tshuva me'ava, v'hiskim imol ledina, says Mishnah Berurah, de elu osim kesher shadalis mechuvan yosel ledina, that those who make the dalid, that's the more correct thing. Gamlo yasa kesher asili shamet ona va'ana kemo shviyat v'bir alacha. And be careful, don't make the knot that will fall apart easily. And the Mishnah Berurah says, I explain this in the Bir Halacha, which is great. Sounds like Mishnah Berurah is on the same page with Rav Soloveitchik, that a person should have a Dalid knot, and like the Magen Avraham seems to sound like he's saying. So the Mishnah Berurah seems great. The complication is that the Mishnah Berurah in Simcha Zayin, Sifkat Lamed Zayin, clearly explains that the Dalid is in the Ritzuos and not in the knot itself. So it's a stira in the Mishnah Berurah. So based on that, the Sefer Mishnah Sasofer Simon Chav Gimel in the Biur Sofer Dibra Maschil V'Yesh writes that the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Lamed Beis was really only rejecting the mem with the hole in the middle. When he says that you should make it like a dalid and not to do the knot that falls apart, he meant make the closed mem and not the mem with the hole in the middle. And that's what the Mishnah, and the dalid is created by the Ritzuos and not the knot itself. Aye, but says the Sefer Zichron Yehuda, I saw it quoted in that in the Sefer Inside Stam, says the Sefer Zichron Eliyahu rather, that it's Yodua that the Chavetz Chaim himself had a Dalid knot. So how can you say Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah is that it's preferable to have a square knot and not a Dalid knot? So the answer is very simple, because the Chavetz Chaim's father had a Dalid knot and his grandfather had a Dalid knot, so he wore a Dalid knot, but he may have held that it's preferable to have a square. It's not abundantly clear what the Mishnah Berurah was trying to say when he said that a dalid is better and not the knot that falls apart. Is he trying to say the dalid mamish, like Rav Soloveitchik, or is he trying to say that the square knot that's a closed square is the better knot? Now, obviously, Rav Soloveitchik clearly preferred the dalid. What about changing the minug? So, like we said, Rav Soloveitchik said you got to change it to a dalid. I asked Rav Shechter what he thought about this, and he said that Rav Meisha, that his father, Rav Melech Shechter, was in Rav Meisha Soloveitchik's shir, and Rav Meisha Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, made everyone crazy that they have to change the knot to a dalid knot, that they shouldn't have a square knot. Rav Melech Shechter was from Chassidus Shittah, and he had a square knot. He did not have a dalid, and he changed it because Rav Soloveitchik told him. Rav Meisha Soloveitchik told him that he had to change it. So once Rav Melech changed it, so he changed it for Rav Herschel Shechter, and all of his sons now have the dalid and not the square, even though their original family minhag was a square. But Rav Shechter said he doesn't think that that's correct. He doesn't think you need to really change it. He doesn't see that he doesn't see why that would be necessary to really change it. He thinks that they're both viable minhagim. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halicha Shlomo Perek Dalid Ha'ara 95 footnote 95 writes Chalila Lahotzi Laz Kol Shehu Aval Pisha B'chol Dover Dar Hayu Ma'arim Mitzakim El Minag Zeh. Even though in every generation there are a few people that can get up and yell about the minag, still he says you can't be motzi laz in any of the minagim. And Varotza Lahachmir Yachmir La'atzmo V'lo Lomar Ken La'achirim. You want to be machmir to change the knot in your tefillin? Do it for yourself. Don't tell other people to do it. Rav Shechter thought that was correct. That there's plenty of sources for each minhag. In fact, Rav Shechter pointed out that there's a tshuva from the son of the Karban Asanel, Rav Yedidya Vail, in Simin Yud Beis. Rav Shechter knew the tshuva from the son of the Karban Asanel, who said that the minhag was always to have a square knot, and that the dalad knot seemed like the newer custom. So to just completely be mevatalat minhag is very difficult to accept. So Pashas is, this is not, Rav Soloveitchik is a very big chiddush to suggest that everyone has to change to not Pashas, is everyone could follow their family Mesorah.